This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Tuesday. Good to have you here for the conversation. You know, the abject ignorance of some is breathtaking to me. And I think that social media, or maybe we should call it anti-social media, is a place where people can become really obtuse. Let me give you an example. The president, Donald Trump, you've heard of him, right? He tends to tweet a fair amount, right? Well, he retweeted a tweet by Dan Scavino Jr. The headline, Coast Guard seizes $729 million worth of cocaine from boats moving drugs from Central America to the United States. Good for the Coast Guard. It's a story in the Washington Examiner. $750 million worth of cocaine over the past 2 months has been taken from smugglers who attempted to move those drugs to the United States. And one of the brilliant responses from Chris Egan Searle is, yeah, Wall would totally have stopped that. Really? And there's others that say, yeah, see, this is why we don't need a wall. It'd be a waste of money. Let me get this straight. Drug smugglers also smuggle drugs using boats, so therefore, we don't need a wall. I mean, the disconnect is jaw-dropping. The ignorance is jaw-dropping. The attacks on Donald Trump for creating border security based on the fact that we've seized three quarters of a billion dollars worth of cocaine is beyond the pale of how foolish it really is. It truly is breathtaking to me. All right, so the president tweeting today also on tariffs. An hour ago, countries that have treated us unfairly for years on trade are all coming to Washington to negotiate. This should have taken place many years ago, but as the saying goes, better late than never. And just a few minutes ago, tariffs are the greatest. With an exclamation point, either a country which has treated the United States unfairly on trade negotiates a fair deal, or it gets hit with tariffs. It's as simple as that, and everybody's talking. Remember, we are the piggy bank that's being robbed. All will be great. And so you've got that going on. Lockheed, by the way, Lockheed Martin adding 1,800 workers to ramp up its F-35 fighter production. That comes after the president. You may remember right after he was elected, the president went to Lockheed Martin and said, listen, you're charging too much to build these F-35s. You're getting paid far too much, and we need to bring that in. And they did. And now they're adding 1,800 jobs. These are all good examples of things that have happened that are positive. Of course, you won't hear about that. The only thing you're going to hear about today is the fact that the president is looking to revoke the security clearance of ex-CIA chief John Brennan, who is, well, off the rails. This is one of the most rabid anti-Trump people, maybe the most rabid anti-Trump person, and he has maintained his security clearance at the highest levels of the United States government. And you sit here, and how can you not say, well, is it not possible that he's one of the folks that's leaking information? Is it not possible that John Brennan, that works for NBC and MSNBC, is it not possible that he's one of the people that has been feeding the media false stories about Russian collusion and so forth? I don't know how you would avoid that question. I don't know why these people would even have clearance. Other people being considered for removal of their security clearance, former director of National Intelligence James Clapper, a regular contributor to CNN and other news networks. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice and former CIA Director Michael Hayden, one of the most outspoken anti-Trump people from day one. So you've got all these rabid anti-Trump people, either never-Trumpers or Democrats or whatever. And they all maintain, many of them, maintain the highest security clearance in the United States government. And I guess the thinking has been in years past that, well, maybe they could come back. Maybe they would have institutional knowledge of events or places or people that could help the government going forward when it comes to national security. But John Brennan is certifiably insane. This guy is off the rails. He is of no benefit to the United States. From what I can ascertain, this guy is of no benefit to anyone except himself and James Clapper the same. These are people that lied to Congress. These are people that sat in front of Congress and knowingly lied. James Clapper sat there and told members of the United States Congress that the United States government didn't collect data on its citizens. No, we don't do that. No idea what you're talking about. At the very time that he knew damn well that was what was going on. And not just going on for a short period of time, going on across the board in depth and had for years. He was involved with it. He was in charge of it. And he knew damn well, and he lied. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened to him, except that he went on to a lucrative career to become a commentator on television news to get paid for what he knew and maintain his clearance. That's insane to me. Why would these people that work for news networks, when you have an entire community, an entire group of people that leak all the time, this environment leaks like a sieve. And that puts our security at risk when top-level people leak. And the president of the United States can't even have a discussion with the president of another country without complete transcripts being released, like happened with the president of Australia or Mexico, or pick your example. If you can't have a conversation, a private conversation, without people trying to leak it or send out transcripts, then you can't get anything done. You have to have the ability to sit down, even with Vladimir Putin. That's right, with Vladimir Putin, you need to be able to sit down behind closed doors without being threatened by your political opponents with dragging the interpreter in front of Congress to demand answers. For all you know, Donald Trump struck some good deals behind closed doors with Putin, and they're on the road to ending the civil war in Syria, or reducing nuclear weapons, or cooperating on the Korean Peninsula. You don't know, because they have to have the opportunity to have a discussion. You know, a Democrat that I know well, a mayor of a major city in America, told me you cannot have transparency when you're trying to do negotiations because nothing would ever get done. If this transparency that everybody's clamoring about, this is from a Democrat, a very liberal Democrat, and a mayor of a major American city told me you cannot have transparency because it would never work. He was right. You have to have the ability to negotiate with people behind closed doors, but you do not have to have clearance given to your political enemies to continue to use that access to potentially threaten your politics and your administration and the security of the United States. 14 after. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.